When Mr. Bilbo Baggins of Bag End announced that he would shortly be celebrating his 71st birthday with a party of special magnificence, there was much talk and excitement in Hobbiton. Bilbo was very rich and very peculiar, and had been the wonder of the Shire for 60 years, ever since his remarkable disappearance and unexpected return. The riches he had brought back from his travels had now become a local legend, and it was popularly believed, whatever the old folk might say, that the hill at Bag End was full of tunnels stuffed with treasure. And if that was not enough for fame, there was also his prolonged vigour to marvel at. Time wore on, but it seemed to have little effect on Mr. Baggins. At 90, he was much the same as at 50. At 99, they began to call him well-preserved, but unchanged would have been nearer the mark. There were some that shook their heads and thought this was too much of a good thing. It seemed unfair that anyone should possess apparently perpetual youth, as well as, reputedly, inexhaustible wealth. "It'll have to be paid for," they said. "It isn't natural, and trouble will come of it."
"Well, this is the end, Sam Gamgee," said a voice by his side, and there was Frodo, pale and worn and yet himself again, and in his eyes there was peace now, neither strain of will, nor madness, nor any fear. His burden was taken away. There was the dear master of the sweet days in the Shire. "Master," cried Sam, and fell upon his knees. In all that ruin of the world, for a moment he felt only joy, great joy. The burden was gone. His master had been saved. He was himself again. He was free. And then Sam caught sight of the maimed and bleeding hand.
"Your poor hand," he said. "I have nothing to bind it with or comfort it. I would have spared him a whole hand of mine, rather. But he's gone now, beyond recall, gone forever."
"Yes," said Frodo. "But do you remember Gandalf's words? Even Gollum may have something yet to do. But for him, Sam, I could not have destroyed the ring. The quest would have been in vain, even at the bitter end. So let us forgive him, for the quest is achieved, and now all is over. I'm glad you're here with me, here at the end of all things, Sam."